From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea's Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho said Monday the United States has declared war on his country. He said North Korea would take counteractions if threatened, including shooting down American warplanes in the region.
However, last weekend, Trump claimed that our leadership would be around much longer, and hence, at last, he declared a war on our country. Given the fact that this comes from someone who is currently holding the seat of United States presidency, this is clearly a declaration of war.
On Monday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said, "We've not declared war on North Korea." She said the suggestion is, quote, absurd. At the Pentagon, spokesman Army Colonel Robert Manning told reporters, "If North Korea does not stop their provocative actions, the military, the American military, will make sure that we provide options to the president to deal with North Korea. We have the right to fly, sail, and operate, where legally permissible, around the globe." Republican senators on Monday introduced a bill that, if passed, would create a pathway to citizenship for potentially more than 2 million undocumented immigrants who came to the United States as children. The bill would require recipients to remain in a so-called conditional permanent residency for 5 years while either consistently working, studying, or serving in the military. Immigrants could then reapply for a second 5-year conditional term. This is VOA News. Violent crime, including aggravated assault and murder, rose for a second consecutive year in the United States last year. The Department of Justice said in a statement the change represented, quote, the largest single-year increases in the violent crime rate since 1991. The Alternative for Germany party promises it will use its new platform in Parliament to, quote, reclaim the country and its people. The AfD, D for Deutschland, won nearly 14% of the vote in Sunday's election. That gives them 94 seats in Parliament. Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats won the highest number of votes but gained their lowest share in 70 years. She's begun negotiating with other parties to try to form a government, a process that could take months, as correspondent Henry Ridgewell reports from Berlin.
The AfD's co-leader, Alexander Gauland, said his pledge to reclaim the country is meant symbolically, adding he does not want to lose Germany to an invasion of foreign people from foreign cultures. As simple as that. Analyst Professor Tanja Bortzel of Berlin's Free University says Chancellor Merkel's decision to let close to 1 million migrants into Germany at the height of the migrant and refugee crisis in 2015 led many to punish her at the polls.
Most people who voted for the Alternative for Germany did not vote for the party because they share the platform. It was a protest vote, clearly.
The far-right's success overshadowed Merkel's win, which gave her a fourth term in power. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Berlin.
Chelsea Manning, a former American intelligence analyst, convicted of espionage for passing information to WikiLeaks, has been barred from entering Canada. On Monday, she posted on Twitter a report from the Canadian government that identified her as a foreign national, quote, who has not been authorized to enter Canada due to prior convictions. So I guess Canada has permanently banned me, wrote Manning. She told Reuters, the news agency, that she tried to enter Canada on Thursday evening, planning to vacation in Montreal and Vancouver. She said she was stopped at the border and detained overnight before being handed a letter that said she was inadmissible on grounds of serious criminality. She served 7 years in prison before then-President Barack Obama commuted her sentence days before he left office in January. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.